this could be the biggest, basically, stealth tax increase that Congress has ever passed. Basically, it's flown completely under the radar. Haven't even seen anybody talk about this, whether it's on CNBC or whether it's on, as Josh would call it, Yahoo Finance. I've only seen people talk about this bill that passed. I've seen them talk about some of the rosy parts of it, but I've seen no one talk about this underlying, super hidden, very stealth and very sneaky tax. But hey everyone, this is Tim Pichote, the Liberty Advisor, and we have some big breaking news for you. I am a financial advisor, a certified financial planner, which actually ties into the story I'm about to tell you, because this could be the biggest, basically, stealth tax increase that Congress has ever passed. Basically, it's flown completely under the radar. Haven't even seen anybody talk about this, whether it's on CNBC or whether it's on, as Josh would call it, Yahoo Finance. I've only seen people talk about this bill that passed. I've seen them talk about some of the rosy parts of it, but I've seen no one talk about this underlying, super hidden, very stealth and very sneaky tax. But, you know, I only mentioned that I am a financial advisor in this because basically it would take somebody like myself to really be able to ferret out and know exactly what was contained in this bill that is a gigantic screw job. And basically, you know, we've got to, you know, I'm super busy doing tons of things off client meetings, but I really wanted to get this video out there because, you know, the fake news media is not exposing what's really going on with this bill. Now, the bill, of course, is now how I knew, you know, right off the bat that there was probably some shady stuff in the bill is that first off, it was called the Secure Act. So, I mean, everything is always basically the opposite of what it's called. So if they want to help people save for retirement, the bill is probably really going to help people drain their money even faster. I mean, just think of the Patriot Act. I mean, the Patriot Act was probably the least patriotic act that's ever been passed in the history of the, at least the American government. But the Secure Act stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. This is a bill which would help Americans close significant gaps between the resources Americans need for retirement and the resources they have. I mean, who wouldn't want to help retirees save for retirement? But you know, you have to be careful because whenever the government is here to help, you know, it's always usually ends up being a bad thing. So we're going to go over some of the good things that is in the bill because, you know, obviously there are some shiny objects over here and they create a diversion or a red herring over here. So in that way, they're really screwing you over here on the back end. So some of the good, it allows employers to join multiple employer defined contribution plans that serve as fiduciaries. So what that means is, you know, Fred's got his auto shop, Bob has his auto shop, Joe has his auto shop. They can all band together, all sorts of different rules and asterisks of what is and is allowed. But anyways, it allows small businesses to band together and have multiple 401k underneath multiple small businesses, which, you know, I'd say overall that is a good thing. It also gives a tax credit for setting that up. Also, some of the other things that are really kind of the main thing that's going on in this bill is that they're allowing people now to take money out at age 72. And what I mean by that is at age, technically it's the April 1st after you turn 70 and a half, the government makes you start taking money out of IRAs and 401ks as long as you're still not working. This ups it to age 72. And so, you know, first off, it's really dumb to make it the April 1st after you turn 70 and a half. I mean, it's such a ridiculous number. You know, second off, you know, they want to have, you know, some little shiny object over here because that's what everybody is seeing. They're only seeing the fact that it's age 72. The other thing, and I'm still sticking with, you know, the quote unquote good news that's in the bill, or at least things that aren't, you know, really, really bad, would be they're allowing plans to have annuities inside of them where basically those annuities, when you move from one company to another, that you'd be able to continue on the living benefits. That's a whole another can of worms. I'd recommend you guys go to the show I did with Tom Hegna. I think it was called Why Rates Are Staying Low Forever. He's basically known as the annuity god, pretty much. The other guy that's known as the annuity king would be Stan, the annuity man. And recently I was on a panelist discussion on the Money Tree podcast, which I can list below as well. I haven't actually gone back and listened to that show, but anyways, those two resources should definitely be able to get you to where you need to know if you want to know more about that. But that's a whole nother can of worms. But what I really want to get into is how Congress is actually screwing everybody. So what they're doing now is they know that there's probably, I don't know the exact number, like $20, $30 trillion sitting in IRAs, sitting in 401ks. What they want to do is, what they're saying currently, what happens is when you pass away, if the money ends up going to a spouse, then those funds can, in essence, you don't have to actually start taking those funds out until, I guess now it'd be age 72, assuming that it ends up passing the Senate. But if the money goes to a non-spouse, they would have the rest of their lifetime to take out that money. So there's IRS tables, and the younger you are, the lower the percentage it is. So maybe it starts around 2%, and as you get older and older, it keeps getting, I think I just mixed the word older and hodl together. So hodl, I don't know where I came up with that. But anyways, as you get older and older and older, let's say, you know, eventually when you're 80 and maybe you're taking out, you know, 7-8%, the government wants to make sure that that pre-tax money is eventually getting taxed. What they're doing now is saying, okay, well, the House bill says you have 10 years to take all that money out. So essentially, over, you know, let's say the 30, you know, I don't know, let's say maybe $20 trillion will pass hands from the baby boomers' parents to the baby boomers, and then from the baby boomers to their kids. And so we've got this massive, over the next, you know, certainly 10, 15 years, massive amounts of money that's gonna be changing hands. And the government wants to make sure that they get their hands on that money, because they think, hey, this is a really easy way to gain more revenue. Now the Senate bill, I went and I'm not a lawyer, so I didn't read the entire bill. You know, I'm not a lawyer, so take this for whatever it is, but quickly skimming, you know, I hit Control F, it was trying to search for beneficiary information to see how they're planning on screwing us. And what it looked like they were doing is that any amount above $450,000 that you have in aggregate of all of your IRAs and 401ks, that would essentially mean that any amount over that you'd have 5 years now to take out all of that money. So they're going after, you know, all the quote unquote big IRAs and 401ks, even though you really in retirement shouldn't really be taking out more than 4% of the principal. So great, you know, if you're making more than $18,000 a year, all of a sudden, you know, that's like the new benefit of, you know, that's like the new threshold of being rich. So what this is basically a stealth tax, transfer tax, where the other younger generations cannot, what they call stretch IRAs, they cannot stretch their IRA out over the course of their lifetime. There's huge tax implications to doing something like that would be beneficial to the basically the inheritor of that account. It's a gigantic benefit because you're able to sell inside of the IRA 401k, not trigger any capital gains, which, you know, if anyone's interested in doing that in crypto, that is something that I have helped people out, have actually helped pioneer that. So as a licensed financial advisor, we do have clients who have, you know, IRAs. Some of them we converted to Roth IRAs. They got into crypto when Bitcoin, when it was around like 3,500. Now this entire run up has been tax-free for them. They can sell inside of there, not trigger capital gains. I'm willing to, anyone listening to me on WAM or my Liberty Advisor channel, I'm willing right now, dropping down the threshold. Usually it's $250,000 all the way down to $50,000. And essentially what that means is, let's say you want to have 25 in crypto where you hold the private keys, and maybe another 25 in more traditional assets. I'm willing to do that, dropping the fee. So that is a $1,500 savings right now. You know, just because, you know, trying to get some marketing out on this, trying to hire new people, trying to really explode this. But just want to, you know, figure that this would be a nice plug into, you know, where we're going, that we are talking about retirement right now. But this is a gigantic stealth tax increase. I've seen nobody talk about it. Trump will probably end up signing it. I'm sure the Senate will probably have even a worse bill. But this is, you know, in essence, you know, let's say, you know, you're somebody inherits $1 million. Well, now instead of, you know, being able to stretch it out for their lifetime, now maybe under the Senate bill, maybe they only have 5 years to take it out. So now they've got to take out, let's say, $200,000 a year. Maybe they're making $100,000. So now they're going to be in a tax bracket that's going to be way the hell higher than if they just took out, you know, a small percentage every year over the course of their lifetime. And so this is once again the government trying to get involved, trying to regulate, you know, basically activity. But this also is going to have unintended consequences. So when you are encouraging people to, or forcing people to take money out of their IRAs and 401ks, a lot of people are probably going to pay down debt, which, you know, I'd say that's a good move financially. But this entire system is predicated on getting more and more debt into the system. It's also predicated on having this economy and stock market be sort of like an interchangeable word, where just because the stock market's high, people think that the economy is doing good. But if you're forcing people to take money out of the stock market, then guess what? Then you know, simple supply and demand shows that if you're forcing people out of something, then and everyone's rushing for the exits over a very small amount of time, then that is going to naturally have a weakening for the price of stocks over the long term. And of course, it would mean the same as bonds as well. As we're filming this right now, I'm not looking at any notes or anything right now, but I did see that the 10-year was actually below the 6-month treasury. So that almost never happens. Usually it's always a sign of recession. Even Jim Cramer was talking about the other day how, you know, you never fight the bond market, even if it's wrong. the bond market, you know, basically the stock market pales in the comparison of the bond market. And so usually the smarter money, you know, people think it's in the bond market. And so the bond market is signaling recession. They're signaling problems ahead. And so we have different portfolios that we can put people in, calling it a boom bust strategy, where, you know, if the market ends up soaring, then we're going to make out really well in that. If the market ends up crashing, we're only going to be down a tiny bit. We'll have ways to basically, you know, have lots of liquidity in that situation and buy everything else that end up cratering. But, you know, we do recommend, you know, having that portfolio, you know, also married together with some precious metals, also married together with some cryptos. I'm definitely the guy to be able to do that for you. It would help support me, help support the channel, help support, you know, you not losing your money and retirement and assets. But anyways, we just wanted to give this quick report. I'm Tippett Choate, the Liberty Advisor. We also, down below, you see, you know, a text in number. So if you text Liberty Advisor to 71441, you get put on a mailing list. What I'll do is right now, I'll give away $100 of either Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash at the end of June. We also have 10,000 pre-search tokens to Colin Pape of pre-search. After I got off the call with him a few days ago, he's throwing that into the mix as well. So yeah, so anyways, just wanted to make a video before I head off for vacation next week. But Tippett Choate with World Alternative Media, where find the truth, be the change.